This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, October 13th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Asiya Bibi, that Pakistani mother accused of blasphemy and facing the death penalty, goes to trial today on her final appeal. Wilson Chowdhury from the British Pakistani Christian Association says it will take a lot of courage for the Pakistani High Court to do the right thing.
It will take a very brave judge to exonerate Asiya Bibi. Tensions in the Muslim community of Pakistan towards Asiya Bibi are at their highest levels. When Mumtaz Qadri, the murderer of Salman Taseer, a Punjab governor who called for freedom for Asiya Bibi and reform of the blasphemy law, he was hung for his crime of that assassination. Over 100,000 Muslims boycotted outside government buildings.
The Iranian government is cracking down on Christians even more. Since 2015, the Iranian government has imprisoned over 200 Christians, with 43 of the arrests occurring in the month of August this year alone. The Gospel Herald reports on 3 Iranian Christian converts who are appealing their sentences of 80 lashes for simply taking communion wine. Women's Rights Without Frontiers has launched their Save a Girl campaign in China. The group has worked to save baby girls by the hundreds from gendercide in that country. The Worldview spoke to Reggie Littlejohn, president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, about their rescue efforts.
Pregnant with a girl, and she scheduled herself for an abortion because the baby is a girl. Or if a woman gives birth to a girl and then is getting pressured, usually by her husband and her mother-in-law, to abandon the girl. And we will find out about her. We will actually go to her doorstep and knock on the door and say, please don't abort. Please don't abandon your baby because she's a girl. Girls are just as good as boys. And we will give you a monthly stipend for a full year. Money every month for a year, which we will deliver into your hand.
To support the Save a Girl campaign, visit womensrightswithoutfrontiers.org and click on the box entitled, You Can Save Lives in China. Job 29:17 says, I broke the fangs of the wicked and plucked the victim from his teeth. Today is the 50th Decision America Tour prayer rally led by Franklin Graham and held in Raleigh, North Carolina. You don't have to be present to join the prayer rally. Graham said, quote, I want to invite you to join us live on Facebook beginning at 11:55 a.m. Eastern Time. Let's turn this into a nationwide event as people from across America gather in front of their phones, tablets, and computers to call out to God in repentance, unquote. To join the rally live at 11:55 a.m. Eastern Time today on Facebook, visit facebook.com/Franklin Graham. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. After the release of the tapes exposing lewd comments by Donald Trump from 2005, evangelicals still stand by the Republican presidential nominee. According to Christian Headlines, only 2 prominent evangelicals have pulled their support from Trump. Pastor James McDonald, a member of Trump's Evangelical Advisory Council, as well as theologian Wayne Grudem. A poll released Tuesday by the Public Religion Research Institute and the Atlantic Survey indicates that while Trump's support is falling overall, white evangelical Protestants have not changed their level of support for Trump. Yesterday, a new batch of over 1,000 leaked emails surfaced from Hillary Clinton's campaign. The leak reveals the campaign chair, John Podesta, backed a progressive group within the Catholic Church. Their purpose was to initiate a revolt within the church against U.S. bishops who oppose contraception. One of the emails denounces Catholic beliefs as, quote, backwards, unquote, and says conservative Catholics are responsible for, quote, an amazing bastardization of the faith, unquote. An unconscious fan recovered when Tim Tebow prayed over him after his first game on Tuesday with the Scottsdale Scorpions. The fan experienced a seizure and then went limp. Witnesses report the man woke up and gasped for air moments after Tebow put his hand on him. One of the bystanders called it, quote, a miracle moment, unquote, according to the ABC News report. Tebow told reporters, quote, my first instinct was to just be with him, put my hands on him, and pray for him, unquote. James 5:16 says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And that's the World View on this Thursday, October 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.